Well, that was a Toreador song, at least some of it, sung by Lucas Meacham. Now, you know, Adi, really strange thing happened to me today. I came upon this very curious Instagram reel.
Do tell.
That baritone Lucas Meacham posted. Now, apparently, Lucas has more than one personality.
Say it isn't so.
No, you know, it is. I've seen a lot of that lately anyway. But Lucas joins us this morning to talk about the Canadian Opera Company production of Carmen, in which he's performing the role of Escamillo. Now, good morning, Lucas.
Good morning.
Now, could you tell me which personality I'm talking to at this point?
Do we need another chair for the other personality?
Perhaps.
I can't wait to see where this is going. I think you've just got the... Honestly, this morning, you have the Lucas that woke up with his son at 7:30 and fed him breakfast and got him dressed. So, yeah, you might not have Opera Lucas yet.
Well, I was watching your Instagram reel, and I thought it was hysterically funny. And you clearly have a great sense of humor.
Well, we like to hope so.
You know, I hope you know what I'm talking about.
I do so many reels. You're going to have to prompt me a little more than this.
Okay, you played two roles of yourself. And you were talking about at one point you were sitting on the steps and you made this great, big, huge, gorgeous sound. And you said, oh no, I can't use that for Toreador.
No, it's not ringing a bell.
You know what? You should watch it.
I should really follow me more on social media.
You should. In fact, it was Avril who suggested I watch it.
What?
The promo person at Canadian
Opera
Company.
So everybody check out Lucas Meacham on Instagram.
Check it out.
Yeah, apparently I've got stuff there I don't even know I have.
Well, Lucas is an American Grammy Award winner. And no, it doesn't say what you won the Grammy for.
It was for the LA Opera's production of Ghosts of Versailles.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Well, and Lucas is singing six of the eight performances of this production of Carmen. Now, based on two personalities... Which one are you going to bring to the fore for Escamillo?
Well, when I'm on stage, I'm going to bring the bullfighter full on,
right.
You know, ready, machismo 2000.
Right.
And then when I leave stage, I'll be eating my apples and bananas because actually I'm a vegan in real life playing a bullfighter.
So, okay, that's a little bit of irony right there.
Right, it's huge irony.
Wow.
It's kind of like the movie Ferdinand the Bull, you know, where he's just a sweet big bull and that's kind of me.
Well, tell us about Escamillo. I mean... The thing is, it's a little bit difficult, Escamillo is, and because surely to goodness, there's another side. There's got to be, right?
Well, yeah, I think I try and add depth to all my characters and give them a backstory and everything. But I think the most interesting side of Escamillo and his relationship with the other characters is one that we find throughout a lot of operatic themes, is that the two people have fallen in love and have gotten together that aren't right for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so incredibly obvious to the audience that Carmen should have been with Escamillo, not Don José. And Don José should have been with Micaela. And so if that had happened, we would have no problems
no
in this opera.
We'd have no opera.
He'd live in his country house.
Point.
He would have taken care of his mother, and they'd have been happily married. And then, Carmen would be happily married to a famous bullfighter. pish-posh, applesauce, we're done, you know? But
yeah,
that's not how Carmen happens.
Except if you look at the Prosper Mary May book, she has a husband. She has a Romy. And if, depending on the interpretation that you do of Carmen, but I gather that you're not doing that one. She's working for him. She's a gypsy. She goes to these guys and she gets their money and she comes onto them and stuff. But do you think in this production, do you love Carmen? Is there any love there?
I think absolutely. I think in every production I've done, Escamillo really does fall for her.
Fantastic.
I think when he comes out in Act 4, that Seizure Time of Carmen.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just, I think it has to be heartfelt at that point.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, you're working with Joel Ivany, who's an awesome director. I'm sure he has a different idea for this production. Is there anything that you can share with us about that?
Well, I don't want to give away too much, you know. I do think there are some modern takes in a sort of normal production of Carmen. So you're going to see a bull ring, you're going to see a smuggler's camp, you're going to see the things that you'd expect in Carmen, but then there are a few little tweaks that he makes to make it sort of stand out in a modern way.
Oh, great. Now, when you work with Joel or any director, actually, do you hope that you've picked up something new about the character Escamillo?
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, as I sort of go through this career, I've been doing this for about 20 years now, mm-hmm. and as I go through the career, it's funny, as you when you start out, you're just like a sponge, soaking up everything.
Yeah,
you're
sure,
like, tell
sure,
me what
sure.
to do. Tell me what, I show up with an idea, I give them, I like, the first day of rehearsal, I say, this is how I do it, you take it and tweak it, we can change anything you want. And as I sort of gain steam in my career, people tell me less and less about what they want, and I would like to think that it's because I'm doing it better and better, but I really think sometimes they're just like, well, Lucas has his way of doing it. And we've met that, and we've also met Joel. I'm going to give you all of these options. I'm going to mm-hmm. do it differently this time. Now I'm going to go and do it another way. Tell me which one you like. So mm-hmm. it's almost, I'm trying to give the director, Joel, as many opportunities to see different ways and takes on a character and on the way to play a scene, and let him just sort of have his pick of the litter.
Mm, so he's not done any kind of paradigm shift, or he's really basically doing the story as is.
For the most part, with my character, yes.
Uh-huh.
And
that's interesting.
Yeah, yes. I don't want to, again, I want people that are going to see it to come and see it with fresh eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But for my role, it's sort of a classical Escamillo.
Okay, so what are some of the challenges you experienced during the rehearsal process, both emotionally and vocally?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, with the role of Escamillo, he's in Act 2, Act 3, and Act 4,
sure.
and when he comes on, he rules the roost, he owns the stage, and then he leaves rather quickly compared to Carmen and Don José,
for sure.
who are on stage basically all night, for the entire night. They have the biggest roles in the show, and they sing a lot. So to play a character that's not on stage most of the evening, but when they're on, they have to be the focus of everyone's eye, it's actually really hard because you have to bring on just this incredible energy, and then you take that energy off stage with you. You go to your dressing room, you eat a banana, and you're like, oh my God, well, I need to, then you need to, you know, bring yourself back up for the next time that you go on. And it's a lot of big spikes in emotions,
yes.
for Escamillo as a character and for me as an actor. And as a singer, so it's just a tough role. It really is. And then you get into the vocal demands of it. And yes, when I'm in rehearsal, I care a lot more about my acting and what it looks like on stage. Oh, did I flip the hat right? Did I get the fight right with the dagger? By the way, no, don't want to spoil anything, but there's a huge fight that's really nice.
It's some of the best stuff in Carmen.
It's also my favorite music is
yes.
that fight music and that duet with Don José. People
fantastic.
Would think it's the most famous one. The that's like the most famous opera motif there is, probably.
Pretty much,
yeah.
pretty much.
And but no, my favorite music's the fight. The two duets I have a duet in Act 4 with Carmen
mm-hmm.
and the duet with Don José. But yeah, if anything surprised me, it's just how quickly we've gone through it. We really, like, I'm big into these days, trust, don't prove. And mm-hmm. what that means is that I've done this enough that,
yes.
that I'm finding a lot of trust from my directors and conductors that I work with to say,
right.
Not that Lucas knows best, let him do whatever he wants, but that I can help shape the character. We can do it together,
mm-hmm,
you know, that we
mm-hmm.
trust each other. And so it's been a really wonderful process from that standpoint.
And when you have someone like Joel in your life and directing an opera, you can trust him, and you
yeah.
find out in very short time that you can, that he'll help you and he'll see you.
Yeah. He's the best kind of director. He's the one that has ideas but won't get in the way of a better idea.
Right, right.
And that's my favorite type of director. You know, the worst directors are the ones that second worst. Well, I just probably shouldn't say this in public, but I'm gonna.
Go on.
The second worst are the ones that are so pedantic that you can't do anything. They wish they could have hired a robot that they could have programmed to do what they want you to do.
Straight jacket, right?
And yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then the absolute worst are the ones with no clue what they want.
Oh, oh yeah.
Wow.
Because then you have to make it up, and you feel like you're just mm-hmm. you're throwing stuff at a wall, seeing what'll stick.
The mm-hmm. audacity,
and,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And Joel is neither of those things.
No,
he's the best
sure.
kind.
He's the best guy. And what about Jacques Decombe, who's the conductor?
Oh, I love him. I love him so much. He is, I think he's borderline genius, because all of his tempi that he has chosen are a bit fast. And I like for a Carmen to move, but as soon as, if you might not know this, but we opera singers, we do rehearsals, because you can't bring a full orchestra into every rehearsal. We do our rehearsals with a piano. And so there's a pianist there who is a repetiteur or a pianist, mm-hmm. Who is basically whose job it is. My wife's one, which is why I know a lot about this. Their job is to make the piano sound as much like an orchestration as possible.
Sure, sure.
And so the tempi are fast with piano because as soon as you get with orchestra, the tempi slow down
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Yes, yes.
Because the orchestra can't quite keep the pace that a piano, you know, because you're looking 1-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then the orchestra, you're looking 1-to-60. You know,
yes.
I'm talking one person
for sure.
to 60, and he's cueing 60 people at the same time. So naturally, the tempi slow a little bit. So I can't wait to be with orchestra. We haven't done it yet, but
right, it's
Saturdays.
Coming up.
Mm. Yep,
it's
Saturday.
Coming up, Lucas. I want to thank you so much for coming in. I'm so happy that you're here, first of all, and we look forward to your performances at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Great. 8 performances of Carmen run from October 14th through to November 4th. Tickets can be purchased online at thecoc.ca or by calling the box office at 416-363-8231. Thank you.
Great.